Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great city.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, hearings over bills to overhaul Detroit public schools have been happening in Lansing. Have there been any big developments?
What's interesting to me is in the governor's budget proposal, he now proposes taking the money for fixing the Detroit schools largely from the Tobacco Stabilization Fund rather than other school districts, which is politically more prudent. Of course, we'll have to wait and see what the legislators think.
And Governor Rick Snyder will unveil his budget plan today. As part of it, he'll propose a 4% increase in funding for Michigan's public universities. Can you give us a rundown on the ups and downs of state funding for higher education since Snyder has been in office?
Well, they've been whipsawed around. Initially, there was they took quite a big hit when the governor wanted to give business that massive tax increase he did in 2011. They've had some funding restored before, and I think this would get them back up to where they were in 2010, not allowing for inflation. It would allow them to raise tuition up to 4.8% without penalty. But A, we don't know if the legislature will go along with this. As I'm going to say at 1:30 today, this budget looks sort of like a Christmas tree. And B, there's been a pattern of unfairness. At least I perceive it as unfairness, and the way they divide up this money. Full disclosure, I'm a professor at Wayne State University in Detroit, which got the smallest percentage of increase. Grand Valley, I think, got the largest. So there's a lot of fighting for influence and who's going to get what share. But again, governors propose and the legislature disposes, and we don't know if they'll go along with all these requests.
And I understand that Flint will also come up in Governor Snyder's budget proposal today. Tell us more about that.
Well, the governor is asking for another $195 million for Flint. That includes the $30 million for water bills that was announced previously. But again, I'm not sure that the legislature, which is more conservative fiscally than the governor, will approve all of this. They approved the first $28 million, I think, unanimously because of the great public outrage. But included in the governor's proposal is $50 million for non-specified spending for Flint. Well, this is a legislature that wouldn't even come up for with years for money to fix the potholes, even though their people clearly wanted them to do so. It's a little hard for me to think that these Tea Party Republicans are going to happily approve $50 million in unspecified spending, especially when there's a chance they might get a primary challenge. So again, we'll just have to see.
Meanwhile, Flint Mayor Karen Weaver announced plans yesterday to start replacing lead pipes in the city. But there's a problem. The city doesn't really know where all the lead service lines are. Flint's mayor wants to replace all of the lead drinking water lines within a year. Do you think that's possible?
Well, I will confide in you, honestly, I don't know. I don't think so. But you know what? You find out in politics that you have to propose something that is way out there in order to get anything to happen at all. The other problem, of course, is that Flint doesn't have any money. Now, these pipes certainly should be replaced. They need to have a program of replacing them. But as you say, some of the records are in index cards, badly scribbled index cards going back to the 1920s. So they're not sure. There's also some potential danger when you replace them, how you do it, if there's not a risk of knocking more lead into the water. But I think everybody should pay attention to this because I'm quite sure that lots of other cities, Saginaw, Bay City, Detroit, of course, are in much the same boat as Flint. I have a 1929 house in the Detroit suburbs, and the city's records about it aren't complete. So this is something that's probably going to be with us for many years to come.
There's a city in Wisconsin that has a water contamination problem. It isn't involving lead, but they want to start getting water from Lake Michigan. A plan like that would have to be approved by 8 of the Great Lakes governors. If the plan was approved, what kind of precedent do you think that would set?
Well, I don't know if it would. What the nightmare scenario is everybody running to fill up their water needs with Great Lakes water and draining the lakes. You may remember a few years ago, somebody in Arizona wanted to come and pipe water out of the Great Lakes, and people raised a holy mess about that. I think it's going to be looked at on a case-by-case basis, but I'm kind of dubious, and ecologists are rightly worried about taking water out of the lakes. There's been a controversy, you know, for when it involves the firms who are bottling water and taking it out of the lakes, how much water is safe to take out. So I think this is a very interesting case, and I think we'll do well to keep our eye on it.